Mexican impressions. 1. Through a moving window, I see a glimpse of Burroughs, a Pepsi-Cola stand, an old Indian sitting, smiling toothless by a hut. 2. Stopping at Guaymas, a brand new Ford pickup, filled with melancholy laborers. In the driver's seat, a young child, doomed by his sombrero. 3. Windmill, silver-wooded, slatless, motionless in Mexico. Bird-like, incongruous windmill, like a broken crane. One-legged, stiff, arbitrary, with wide, watchful eye. How did you happen here, all alone, alien, helpless, here where there is no wind? Living, gaunt structure resigned, are you pleased with this dry, windless monkage? Softer, the cactus outlives you. 4. I tell you, Mexico, I think miles and miles of dead, full-bodied horses, thoroughbreds and workhorses, flat on their sides, stiffened with straight legs and lipless mouths. It is the stiff leg, Mexico, the jutted tooth that wrecks my equestrian dreams of nightmare. 5. In the Mexican zoo, they have ordinary American cows. Puma in Chapultepec Zoo. Long, smooth, slow, swift, soft cat. What score? Whose choreography did you dance to when they pulled the final curtain down? Can such ponderous grace remain here, all alone, on this 9x10 stage? Will they give you another chance, perhaps to dance the Sierras? How sad you seem. Looking at you, I think of Ulanova, locked in some small furnished room in New York in the Puerto Rican section.